Hey everyone, welcome to the channel, and in today's video I'm going to talk about how you can plan when it's a time to recession. US economies and many economies from the developed world is going down at a rapid pace, and when the GDP growth remains negative for the two consecutive quarters, it is technically called as a technical recession. There is no clear definition of recession, but when businesses are making less money, when the government is not spending enough money that it has to be, during that time the economic activities goes down, and that period is considered as recession. So while in recession, you see the stock market falls rapidly and trillions of dollars wipe out in all over the world. When it comes to India, India is considered as a safe haven when it comes to investing, since our economy is not going down. It is still predicted that our economy will grow around 7-8% this year, which is a very decent growth compared to the rest of the world. But still, our economy is also connected with all over the world, right? If the US economy goes down and major European countries like Germany, France and UK goes down, it would impact India as well. So we have to be prepared that what steps we can take to protect our investment and what steps we can take to not making mistakes and to take advantage from recession. So without any further ado, let's get started. So the first thing that you should consider is having an emergency plan. Why? Because many of the companies, many of the businesses are totally based on US and Europe. So if they are struggling, then there are a little chance that in the worst case scenario, you may lose your job as well. So if you haven't prepared for your emergency plan, let's say the 6 months of your monthly expenses, you should do it as soon as possible. And if you have invested a bunch of amount and you don't have an emergency plan, that's a real problem. So you should withdraw some of your investment and plan for an emergency fund, and that's what you should do. And you should save up lots and lots of money so you are protected for 6 months, as we can leverage during the emergency, right? Another thing is that I would like to mention is that stop investing or never invest during this kind of scenario when it comes to small companies. Now, you may think that small companies grow rapidly and small companies can offer highest and maximum return because high risk, high return. Yeah, I understand. But the problem with small companies is that when it comes to recession, you will see they give brutal returns. You will see some companies go down 80%, 90%, and which is very normal for small companies. So, and you never know what's the bottom line, right? So that's why it becomes totally unpredictable that whether to invest or not, and there are more chance that the investment would go down and you may end up losing money even in the long run, not just in the short run, and even in the long run as well. So avoid investing in small companies. Another thing is that avoid investing lump sum amount, because if you are planning to invest a hell lot of amount, let's say a huge amount at one go, don't do it, because you never know when the market would fall down rapidly and you may get 10-15% discount easily, but you missed an opportunity. So if you wish to invest, do consider investing with the systematic investment plan, or I would say monthly investing. This way you will not miss any great opportunity of investing. Market will remain fluctuate, and you never know if since it's a lump sum amount, it would take more time to recover, and you will have to rebalance if your portfolio goes down rapidly at one go. So the ideal scenario would be you start with the systematic investment plan. No matter, you can keep the amount bigger for 1 year, 2 year. So invest a little bit more amount for monthly basis. Still you'll get better averaging of your money. And the last thing that I want you to focus is start having multiple streams of income. Let's say if you lose a job, you already have an emergency fund. Okay, that's cool. But if you have multiple streams of income, then you are more protected. You don't need to worry about your monthly expenses and all that stuff because you don't have only single income. So let's say if you lose a job, if you lose your primary job and you have a secondary job, which I would say a part-time job, or you are doing a freelancing and all that stuff, you can start accelerating on the other stream of income and you can make some money and you don't need to worry about that stuff. So that kind of scenario, you obviously will not plan anything for investment. Your focus should be on saving as much money as you can so you can protect yourself and your family during such a recession period. So I hope you like this small video. This is gonna happen, and this is most likely to happen because like the GDP growth of major economies including the US, the UK and Germany and including China as well are going down, and it is not a good sign for the world. So we have to be patient and we have to focus on the long run. If you focus on like 1 year, 2 year and even 3 years, you will not see the bright picture. But if you look at like 10 year, 15 years of horizon, the world is getting prosper. You will see higher return on investment and our economies will grow. So thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.